You're listening to the Texas Standard.
The strip mall parking lot's yellow lights are the first greeting on the way to Imagine Books and Records. Tucked between a San Antonio City Councilman's office and an intimate goods store, the small shop can be difficult to spot. But on a typical Friday night, you don't have to rely on vision. You can hear it. If the young people spilling out the store's front door doesn't tip you off, then the rock and roll echoing out should erase all doubt. This is where it's all happening.
We call ourselves the loudest bookstore in Texas.
Don Hurd is Imagine's owner. It's a counterculture bookstore by day, but by night, it turns into a music venue for up-and-coming bands and a haven for San Antonio's burgeoning youth culture. Independent bookstores like Imagine have been multiplying and enjoying a strong growth in sales. The American Bookseller Association reports independent bookstore sales were up 10% last year. Publishers Weekly bookselling editor Judith Rosen says Texas's wide literary landscape is part of that.
Texas is a really vibrant bookselling area. It has some of the strongest indies.
Rosen says a number of factors contribute to the rise of indies. A trend toward buying and supporting local businesses gave indie bookstores a bump. Then, the closure of big box stores like Crown Books and Borders created a vacuum indies could fill. That even helped Hurd start his business.
Our shelving all came from Borders. We were opening the store when Borders declared bankruptcy, and so we bought all our shelving and some of our furniture there.
The rise of social media also helped these stores cast a wider net and made them easier to discover. Benjamin Rybeck is the marketing director for Brazos Bookstore, the vanguard of Houston's literary scene.
Communities are increasingly reached through online means. And you see the way that communities connect themselves through social media. So using social media is a key way of us connecting with Houston's readers.
Though social media has helped indies in recent years, the rise of the internet was not easy, as Gail Harris knows. She owns Books and Crannies in Terrell, an indie bookstore run out of an old movie theater.
There was obviously a kind of a downturn. I think for most independent booksellers, it was new to people. They could go online and find what they were looking for. And so there was a lot of internet shopping that started up. And then when the Kindle came out, that hurt for a while. But it appears to me that our business has, over the last, I'd say, year and a half, it's been picking back up.
Like Hurd's store by day, venue by night, Harris also diversified her business.
Several years ago, I bought a little ladies' consignment shop that was going out of business, so we took a corner of the bookstore and turned it into a resale consignment shop called Silhouette.
Publishers Weekly editor Judith Rosen says this isn't unique. It's hard to make it exclusively selling books.
There are a number of bookstore coffee shops. There are small family-owned bookstores like the Twig Bookshop in San Antonio. And they're very much part of the indie revival that's been talked about in the past few years.
And indies have one clear advantage: their appeal to niche audiences. Most indie stores are specialized, like Rybeck's highbrow literary space or Hurd's counterculture store.
For Brazos, we want to push our quirkiness as a staff. We want to push the things that we ourselves are very interested in and passionate about, because that is the thing you can't get from an Amazon.com or from a Barnes & Noble.
Community is what it's all about for us. I think that's probably true in varying ways with independent bookstores. Like, they might have book clubs all the time or cater to kids, or, you know, they're going to find a way to connect to people that makes it more than a shop-customer relationship.
Despite the growth, bookselling is not an easy gig. Hurd took a large pay cut to go from teaching to running Imagine. He's in the store every day, which he loves, but he says his family had to adjust to consuming a lot less.
You definitely have to have a passion, and if you don't have that, you'll probably leave, and you know, you can make more money doing most anything. It's true. But it's not just about money.
Still, Rosen predicts Texas and the country will continue to see independent bookstores grow. If it's not the passion of booksellers, Harris says perhaps it's just the books.
Well, to me, there's something magical about holding a book in your hand and seeing the story unfold in front of you. And I don't think you get that on a computer screen.
I'm Sunny Sohn for the Texas Standard.